episode 188, Celebrate the Little Things.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? It is a great day, and you are looking fabulous, if I might say so myself. Yes, you are. Now, if you're not smiling, smile anyway, because you look cute. You do. Are you ready for Inspiration Motivation Day? And are you ready to get it on? Well, it is time. We are going to jam it out today. Are you ready? Come on, let's get your blood pumping. If you're kind of blue right now, come on, stand up with me. Come on, stand up. Move a little bit. Stretch. Oh, reach the sky. Come on. Go down low. Hello, can you go? Right? Okay, come on. Are you laughing at me? I am so glad I got you laughing. Yes, it's okay to laugh at me. As long as you're laughing, I'm good with it. Yes. Okay. So I got to say hello to everyone. I'm glad you're here. You know, I just feel like I'm opening up the door saying, come on in. It is a party time. And it is a party time because you are in the house with me and we're just going to chat. We're going to chat about something. Well, the little things. Yeah, the little things, believe it or not. Embracing the little things in life will grow your smile bigger and life will be more enjoyable. Yeah, you've heard this saying, don't sweat the small stuff, right? Well, today, we're not going to sweat the small stuff. We're going to actually celebrate the little things. Yes, because I really believe that we all the time get caught up in the big hassles of life and we allow it to bring us down. And then it's real hard to get away from that negativity, right? So today we're not going there, right? So think about this. How do you combat stress during the week? That's a tough one, really, right? Because we all have stress and we all have different levels that we can deal with. And everybody's stress is different. No one's is worse than the other because when you're in the stress, it's stressful, right? And you're full of it. Yeah, right? Okay, so, but there are so many situations that are thrown at you throughout the week, right? How do you really keep your sanity? How do you keep your sanity when you got your children fighting against each other, when you got one of them taking the cell phone away from the other one and they're just kind of bickering back and forth? How is it when they're fighting like cats and dogs and you feel like you have to peel them off the top of the ceiling, right? And then the hubby comes home and he has had a very horrible day at work just because, well, nothing really bad happened to him. It was just what? Stress. The stress of life. It gets to us. Maybe that's exactly where you are right now, or you've been recently. Or, you know, for me, it just kind of comes and goes, right? It's kind of on that meter or that pendulum. It just keeps swinging. Sometimes it's there and sometimes it's gone. And sometimes you wish it would stay away forever, yet it decides to come on in and stay much longer. Feeling out of control makes everyone crazy. Does it make you crazy? It makes me crazy. Life becomes just what? A bundle of noise. I mean, I remember sitting down after one of my workouts, and I did my strength training, and I did my HIIT, and then I did my walk, and it was like, okay, I just need to breathe for a minute. And I sat down, and I found myself, okay, this was in my bedroom. I found myself, I had noise on the TV, I had my phone in my hand, I had my tablet near me, and my computer, and then I had children that were listening to things, plus the radio was on. Could I have any more noise in my life? I mean, is your day ever like that? Maybe your day is right there today. It's just, and you're losing your mind, right? I'm bringing you back down to sanity. You're not losing your mind. It's called life, and life happens. But guess what? Today, you're going to celebrate the little things. Yes, you are. Those sweet, sweet smiles, a bear hug from your child, the kiss goodbye before going to work. You know that sweet kiss that you get from your hubby? Okay, if you haven't gotten a sweet kiss from your hubby, get up early enough to get that sweet kiss or to give that sweet kiss. Your day will go so much better. The smells of your good cooking. Oh, yeah, remember dinner? And the kids pop in and like, oh, what's for dinner? That smells awesome, right? The giggles of your children. Think about the giggles of your baby. Nothing is more exciting and just, I mean, the, or even, how do I want to say it? It just gets kind of your blood hopping. You can't help but smile to hear those deep baby laughs, right? Everybody searches for them on YouTube, right? They love them. The greeting from your puppy, you know, that slobbery kiss and all. Just like, oh, I have missed you, Mom. Where have you been? I have been so alone. And then the wagging of the tail, right? They cannot wait. Their whole body vibrates. You see, it's the little things. Celebrate the little things. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the bigness of life, right? Because it kind of reminds me of the Tom Hanks story. You know, Big, the movie. Okay, I know I'm really dating myself now, aren't I? Okay, well, the story Big. I mean, just think about it. But sometimes that's kind of how we live. We live in always the big stuff. And we forget the sweet little things in life. That's where you need to celebrate those. That's where you need to say, you know what? I got to brush off that. Yeah, I got to deal with it, but it's not going to help me if I worry about it, right? It's not going to get the work done any faster. I'm not going to be able to get where I'm going. It's not going to change the situation. I can't do anything, but if I choose to live on the positive side of life and I celebrate the little things in there, in my life, and not sweat over the big things in life, that is a life worth living. This is the day that the Lord has made. Go out and celebrate those little things. Because guess what? They are all a gift to you. Don't get swallowed up with the big of life, okay? Take a deep breath with me. Come on, take a deep breath. Because you know, I mean, we got the energy going here, right? Take a big, big, deep breath. How about another one? Hold it. Oh, and release it slowly. Yeah, slowly. It does. It takes time. Stop and smell the roses. Celebrate the little things. The sweet little kitty as she comes up to you and says meow so sweetly. And just like, why? What is wrong? I'm right here. You have nothing to worry about. The beautiful eyes when your child comes up and just looks at you and you can just like see way deep down in their soul. When was the last time you looked at your child like that? Being able to see how amazing they are. You see, celebrate those little things. Let those big things go away and envelop yourself in the love of life. Because guess what? Embracing the little things in life will grow your smile bigger. And life will be more enjoyable. I want you to go out and I want you to have an incredible, magnificent day. Make it marvelous, splendid, okay? Make it a super duper sparkly day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.